So, Kurt, this is great. I've always been a big supporter of the Walk of Fame from the time it started, and I think this is a great way to branch out and take it into the community more. And what was your experience doing this and meeting Nancy Eastwood and the kids from the Special Olympics?
Well, that was an amazing experience. I'm really glad that it's linked with the Walk of Fame because I believe that the Walk of Fame is a very positive Canadian, you know, tributary to give attention to people that have brought, hopefully, a good spotlight on our country and have represented us well. And then that's an extension of, you know, who you hope the Walk of Fame is and are as people behind the scenes. So, but what's interesting about Walk the Walk is that we're not the stars. The celebrity, shall we call it, isn't the main person. It's that unsung hero in the community that maybe that person's in your inner circle, but inspires people to do more in their lives. And so, if you're not up on a stage, or if you're not on television, or selling a lot of record albums, that you still can be a hero. And meeting Nancy was awesome.
It's fantastic. For people who don't know or are listening, tell me a little bit about her and exactly what she does.
Okay, well, Nancy Eastman is my hero, so there's a connection between us through figure skating. So she has been a skater her whole life and is a very, you know, passionate teacher, and an opportunity was presented to her in her life to be a part of a program for special needs athletes, and she didn't become a part of it. She kind of took it over and has made it really successful. So in her small corner of the world, there's a place where these, you know, special needs athletes can go and grow and become world champions and go to the Olympics and meet friends and get exercise and be just healthier, better people. It's called Rising Stars. And, it's just kind of that part of us that when we're lucky enough to just get up in the morning and go and do our day. And we take that for granted, of course, until we don't. And Nancy doesn't take that for granted, and neither do the people that she works with.
Yeah, she sounds like a really special person. And watching a part of the clips, her story was kind of interesting. She wanted to be a pro skater herself, but the family had no money to support her. So she decided to teach what she loved. And I just thought that was a great part of the story.
It's really a blessed event when you can find something you love and it stays with you your whole life in some way, shape, or form. I'm lucky enough that it's my job. So skating, whether I'm talking about it, choreographing it, or performing it, I'm hoping that does stay a part of my life. And that's what she did as well. She was able to keep something that she loved as a youngster and keep it in her life. But it's certainly more of an outward experience for her in the way that she's giving back to the community and giving to people that don't have the opportunities. And hopefully my skating gives to people, but certainly it's much more selfish what I'm doing. I'm traveling the world, I'm meeting people, and I'm getting paid. And what she does is why she's a hero.
It's great. And the show is great because it allows you to kind of share in a special way. I mean, the joy on those kids' faces when you walk in is pretty tremendous.
Well, it was pretty fun. I actually have the show right on right now, and I haven't seen it yet, so while we're speaking, I'm actually, watching a tape of it, and I'm seeing us secretly set up the ambush on Nancy and just what went into that and being excited about it. Every time you have a surprise party, it's pretty great, but this was a surprise party on kind of a national scale, and Tom Cochran is involved, he's involved in the show as well, Sonia Rodriguez, that gorgeous ballerina, and just these names and these connections with these unsung heroes is what makes the show so cool. I think it's good to watch with your kids because I think kids get caught up in video games and movies and stuff, and they don't realize that heroes aren't always wearing a cape or on television. Sometimes they're the bus driver, or sometimes they're your school teacher.
Really good point. Will you be watching it with your kids?
Yes, we've got it on tape now, and so they'll be watching Mom and Dad, pointing out some unsung heroes, and so hopefully it'll leave a good impression on our two children.
I'm sure it will.
Well, the trouble is that it's still just Mom and Dad, right? So it's it doesn't matter what we do at home, we're just mom and dad. But, you know, maybe it'll work for other people's kids. I bet it doesn't work for ours.
That's funny. And, Kurt, what else are you working on currently?
Right now I'm very busy, of course, co-hosting and judging Battle of the Blades, which is the show on CBC on Sunday night, and it's live. And these hockey players are becoming figure skaters with their partners, and it's season four, and we've had one live show already, and this Sunday night I'm going to have to ice or eliminate my first team, and I'm not sleeping well. I think that's why my voice is all rough. I'm just not sleeping, and it's going to be hard.
You've got to be a little more ruthless, I think.
Well, that's, yeah, well, somebody's got to go, otherwise the show doesn't work. But
and how is the show this year? I mean, after four seasons, what do you notice? Changes?
The biggest change I've noticed is just that somehow the players are getting better each year. And I think that the teams around the players, the choreographers and coaches, are getting better at teaching them. But also, it just seems like we're getting really strong, fit guys. Like, nobody's coming into this competition overweight. Brian Savage in June was 26 pounds heavier than he is right now. And he took a look at the videotapes of past seasons and said to himself, I can't do this unless I get back in shape. So it's pretty inspiring. Like, the show was entertaining, but it's also very inspiring to, you know, to see these guys. Mike Krushelnicki is 53 years old. And certainly doesn't look it, but how inspiring to somebody watching home going, you know what? If Mike can do it, so can I. And so it's also kind of a where are they now for NHL hockey players. So I'm loving it, except for the kicking off part. I'm loving it.
Very good. Well, thanks, Kurt. Good stuff. You're always doing great things, and hope we talk again soon.
Well, I hope everyone enjoys Walk the Walk on, I believe it's October 12th on 10:30 at night, and gosh, I hope I have that date right, but it's called Walk to Walk Research, and then share with your kids.
All righty. Thanks, Kurt. Have a great day.
Take care, Colin.
Okay, bye-bye.